Bob, you're on the air.
Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, Bob.
Wayne, I think your guest this morning, Mr. Mahood, is a little misdirected or perhaps confused as to the concept of freedom of choice when he states that addiction is the negation of freedom of choice. I think he's not aware that smoking is a choice and that there are certain consequences to making choices, which he seems to want to remove from the reality that people make a choice when they smoke. I kind of get the feeling he's contemptuous of smokers, particularly the way he talked to Brian when he said Brian didn't simply understand what he was trying to say. I think, like, I've never met a smoker who wasn't fully aware of the risk. If you asked him, do you realize that smoking may cause cancer? Do you realize that it leads to heart disease? They all say yes, and therefore they're still exercising a choice, wouldn't you say?
Let's...
For someone who is coming on the line sounding very condemning, you're committing a fallacy in argument right off the bat by arguing your subjective case to the general conclusion. I don't want to be a little bit haughty, but the fact is that there's all kinds of medical literature and research available, which if you choose to read it, you can find it in your local library, that shows that the awareness on the general public of the health risks of smoking is extremely limited. The fact is that in the big Federal Trade Commission study done in the United States, a huge sample, they found that virtually no one out there in terms, I think it was less than 10% of the public, knew that smoking would seriously reduce their life expectancy. Now that is a major piece of information that smokers do not have. I, in fact, have been very, very fair, and I have been extremely supportive of smokers because I happen to know, contrary to what you've just said, that smoking is addictive, that addiction is the negation of freedom of choice, and I resent it when kids become addicted to a product so that, in fact, that freedom of choice does not exist later on.
Well,
there is nothing that I have over smokers. I am probably simply lucky. There's nothing I have other than luck going for me that separates me from smokers.
Okay, let's give it back to our caller.
Well, again, if you want to know what the negation of freedom of choice is, it's creating laws that prevent people from making choices, whether they are harmful to themselves or not. You know, you're talking here. Now, I'm a non-smoker myself. But the plain fact is, I think that I really have not myself met an individual who smokes who was not aware of the type of information that you're trying to disseminate. And if indeed you think the problem is that the information is not getting out, should that not then your sole and main primary purpose be to get that information out and not to pass laws preventing certain types of advertising?
I'm afraid you simply don't understand preventive medicine.
Well, no, hang on a second.
The Fifth World Conference on Smoking and Health met in Winnipeg, delegates assembled from all over the world. You know, for 20 years, physicians and medical professionals have said, you know, let's just tell people, let's educate people about the health effects of smoking, and they'll all rush out and quit. And what happened a year and a half ago at that major world conference, the major world conference to date on the subject, was that there was a consensus among delegates that the way to go on the tobacco problem is through advocacy. In other words, through the law reform avenue, that just exactly the avenue that you seem to disparage. And all we've done is we have done nothing more than go to the London Free Press, since this is what the topic is about. We haven't asked for a legislative ban to force the London Free Press to...
Was that not your next move? I understood you used the word voluntary, allowing the Free Press to voluntarily withdraw the ads, but if that didn't happen, I understood there was some sort of legislative threat attached.
Okay, Garfield, not much time.
Okay, very quickly. All I can say is this. The newspaper industry avoided legislation on the promise to government that they would regulate themselves and they would establish a code of ethics and they would do their business in an ethical fashion. If, in fact, they don't do their business in an ethical fashion as promised and self-regulate themselves, then obviously legislation is the only way to go.
Bob, 20 seconds, your closing comment.
You see, really, so Mr. Mahood has been saying that the warnings are inadequate and people, you know, his problem is he can't deal with the fact that people are still choosing to smoke. And he's trying to cut off every type of avenue of information to them. To me, a cigarette ad doesn't appeal to me. I think it appeals to smokers, and it's simply a matter of brand preference.
Bob, we'll have to leave it there.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the call.